is still enough to stand in its way. That's a lesson to fall around and crack it in the air. There are hundreds of doors that shelter to me. Everybody's looking for somebody's arms.
Another poem out there. So, but I like this stool.
I like this stool.
It's quite okay. So, don't think I'm not funny because I'm.
Thank you.
Oh, we can go.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was just what I'd call a bit of historic 40s funk. And it's just as much fun to play now as it always was. I bet you were thinking, I bet he's on half a bottle of Advil or something. He's made a couple of mistakes. So I did think I'd throw in a couple for you there. Thank you.
He also plays the accordion in what was the time he has left. And he is Matt Bones. And I'm pretty convinced that there is not on this earth a better whistle and wood flute merchant than Mike McGilbert. I met back in the mid-90s, about the same time as I met Matt then, and was making the first song for a string bass player, and I saw him in a little club and I thought he was amazing, just bass guitar and upright bass, and I thought, what a discovery I've made here, and then found out he was about the busiest bass player in the country, but he stuck with me all these years, and every day he goes into the room with an old lady, and he says she beats him up pretty badly. But he gives as good as he gets. So he's a war electrician, but he is a master of music indeed. Glenn Wolf. Yeah, back in the many days of Dire Straits, we had this world class percussionist out for many years. Played on all sorts of records with us, and was always great coming out on the road. And all those years, I didn't really know, but he was nurturing this deep, deep desire to be a drummer. And I thought that he had a lot to offer in that department, which he certainly does. He's Mr. Horsepower, Danny Cummins. He's a master of American music, master of Scottish and Irish folk music. He's a big bluegrass man in that world, and over here and over there. True transatlantic, right up my alley. One of my favorite singers. Good records, if you haven't got them. So this guy's a master of music as well. He's a master guitar player and makes his own records. Doesn't play more great guitar parts on great records than you can count. And he's been with me the same as long as these guys. Right back from the mid-90s, every show, there he is. It's great having him on the road. And he's also a massively talented multi-instrumentalist. Richard Lennon.
Stop for it. Around that wall, but me and you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your well is Silence.